And happy Monday to everyone out there. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. While farm safety should be a daily habit, for pig farmers, extra precaution should be taken when dealing with a manure pit. Iona, Iowa farmer Leon Sheets has personal experience. 2 years ago, Sheets was hurt by a fire and an explosion that took place when he was pressure washing a finishing room barn floor with foaming manure in the pit below. The foam layer was disrupted by the water spray, and pilot light ignited when methane gas was released into the air.
Some of that is that you're in the barn every day, and you see the foam down below, and you know it's there, but some of those, like mine, just late in the afternoon, I had the soakers going, and the only reason I stopped, we'd emptied the barn that morning. I stopped to check the soakers, and on the way out, I kind of turned on my heels. I said, I'm just going to kick the washer. The washer was right there. The wand was there hooked up. I'm just going to get the floor wet because I'm going to wash this area tomorrow. And, you know, it was going to be one of those two-minute projects. You just get the floor wet, and I'm done out of there. And that's all it took.
Methane gas is explosive and must be treated with respect. Sheets says air movement's very important.
You know, anytime you're doing something above the normal is crank up the ventilation. Get it kicked up above normal, and really a best management practice is you leave the minimum on when the barn's empty. You don't turn it off. You keep some air going because you may need to re-enter the barn, and it doesn't take long for some of those to build back up to make it unsafe to walk over to the controllers to turn the fans back on. I'm aware of a couple instances they never made it to controllers. It was that bad, just like turning the fans on. So you keep your minimum on at any event that where you're going to do anything out of the ordinary of more than just walk in the barn is go ahead and get the minimums cranked up. I don't care if it's 20 below out. Get the fans cranked up and let the heaters run a little bit. If you need to be working in the barn's cold, is that you've got to have some air movement. If you're going to do anything else than just walk in the barn, if you're going to stir anything down below the slats, get plenty of air moving before you start that procedure.
Any possible ignition switches turned off when pumping manure.
Get the pilots blown out. Turn the feed lines off because just some of those the little sparks from inside your light switch or your feed lines coming on for a little bit may be enough to start that spark. So anything that may create a spark is needs to be off when you're pumping.
Well, valuable farm safety information is available at pork.org. Well, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk actual trade. It's next.